In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What a wealth we have this morning in the scriptures that we just heard. I'm not going to preach on the letter from the Corinthians, but that is one of the best texts for stewardship in the entire Bible, so I would commend that to your study and reading. And then in the gospel, we have this healing story within a healing story, an abundance of riches. Just imagine this scene. Jesus is in a large crowd of people walking with Jairus, one of the leaders of the synagogue whose daughter was gravely ill. You know how it is in a huge crowd of people in a really crowded area. You brush by or even bump into folks as you pass by, whether you mean to or not. It was that kind of crowd, Mark tells us. A large crowd pressed in on Jesus. And in that crowd was a woman who had been suffering for 12 years with an undiagnosed illness. For 12 years, she had been hemorrhaging, bleeding, and doctor after doctor had not helped. In fact, she had spent all of her resources, and she was worse off than before. Imagine her life. Because of her illness, she was considered unclean by the ritual purity laws. There was no way for her to change that as long as she was bleeding, for blood was considered to be unclean. That meant that she was not allowed to go into the holy places, the synagogue and the temple. Not only that, but anyone who even touched her would also be made unclean. There were rituals they could perform, yes, to become clean again. But imagine the toll this took on her. There is no mention of family. Perhaps her family had abandoned her, had given up hope for her recovery. She was outcast from normal society and from the holy places. She was suffering greatly. Perhaps she had all but given up hope. And isn't it true, one of the great paradoxes of our faith, that it is often exactly at this point, when we have all but given up hope, when we are at our most vulnerable, that God meets us right there? That is what happened. But the way it happened in this case is different from any other healing story in the entire Gospels. Usually, Jesus sees people, notices people who need healing, and he heals them. Sometimes he asks them first, "Do you wish to be healed?" Sometimes other people bring folks to Jesus for healing, like the friends who cut a hole in the thatched roof of the house where Jesus was teaching and lowered their paralyzed friend down on a mat right in front of Jesus. But this story is different. This woman seeks Jesus out, but does not even try to talk to him or slow him down or stop him. this unnamed woman who had suffered so much and for so long had heard about Jesus, Mark tells us. She came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." And immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. She felt it in her body. And Jesus felt the exchange as well. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Now the disciples thought that this was a ridiculous question. They were in a huge crowd, remember? And the crowd was pressing in on Jesus. Many people were touching Jesus' clothes. You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, "Who touched me?" Jesus knew what had happened, and so did the woman. Jesus knew that while many people were simply pressing in, maybe just to get a glimpse of him, that someone with concentrated, focused intent and faith had reached out to him. And so, knowing what had happened to her, the woman came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. She probably expected Jesus to scold her. By the rules of their tradition, she shouldn't have been in the crowd at all, and she certainly shouldn't have touched anyone. But Jesus did not scold her. Instead, he praised her for her faith. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." It is an extraordinary healing story. The stories of healing in the Gospels often raise questions for us today, questions that don't always have answers. What is the relationship between faith and healing? It helps me, when thinking about this, to differentiate between healing and curing. Healing can happen, and often does happen. Relationships can be restored. We can have peace from God, even if we are not cured of the illness. People with great faith are healed, and some of them are also cured, and we don't know why. People with little or no faith can also be healed, and some of them are also cured. One of those mysteries of our faith that we do not have the answer to on this side of eternal life. But isn't it true that it is often just at the point where we are the most vulnerable, where we have almost given up hope, that God meets us right there?